Good morning. Good Monday, everybody. All right, so this is Dr. Deborah, and I've been talking to the unchurched. I understand there's a concept called the dechurched. These are people who used to belong to a church and then they disconnected from it. And of course, I'm talking to people who are churched. I'm talking to anybody who has a spiritual lifestyle of some sort, and they want to grow it. I believe with everything in my body that the problem of our culture, American culture, is that people say one thing and do another. And the spiritual community, the Christian community specifically, people are disenchanted, people are upset, people want more from you, and I don't think you realize just how important this is. I know leaders know because they know the churches are dwindling in numbers and giving and in every other way that's important. And part of that is no new people are joining you. That's the other way that's extremely important for a church that is in the world just to bring others into the same understanding of who God is and how Christ works can work in their lives. So practice is the problem. You know, my book in print is called How to Love. And I say that you don't know how to love because you're not doing the things that equal love to most human beings. People are looking for great examples. They're always looking for someone to show them how to do something better. In this case, love is the key. Love is it. So I want to talk about practice. And as I think about practice, guys, I don't understand. There's my soprano voice. I don't understand how you could think you could get better at something without being purposely better, without doing something to make yourself better. And if you are really, really want to be good at what you do, and you don't know how to do it, you ask somebody because it's that important to you. So I don't understand now, and I'm saying this rhetorically, how people who are of faith don't realize that their practice, their walk, what they do, what people see is important to the sustainability of your organization, of who you are as an entity in this world, as a force in this world. I thought about when we were growing up and you come home from school, one of the first things your mother asked you or your dad would ask you, do you have homework? They would always ask. And if you said no, and you said that too many times, they start wondering if you're telling the truth. So doing your homework is important to making better grades, to learning. And then I thought, right after that, I thought about timetables, how you had to, in order to learn them, you had to practice. And they gave you all kinds of little worksheets to make sure that you didn't even have to think about what's 9 times 9 or 12 times 12. And we did it from 1 to 12. And even now, if you start multiplying, or if you had to say it right now, I bet you could say it without flinching because you have practiced for so long till it's become a habit. It's become the way you think when you start multiplying. So practice, we know, doesn't make purpose perfect. Practice does not make perfect, but it does make better. So imagine now you are a believer of some sort. You may belong to a Christian worship body or not, or some other kind of worship body. But if you never did the thing or showed the thing that everybody expects you to do, people will wonder if you are real, or if you really know what to do. And so that's me. I had to conclude that you not only that you possibly do know, because I've been in church all of my life, most of my life, I should say, because I am a de-unchurched person. And I stopped going because I was like, okay, what else do I need to know to be able to do this in the world? What else do I need to know? I think I knew everything I needed to know to tell somebody else how to come to the faith and to be an example of what the faith looked like. And so I just decided that I wanted to be it more than I wanted to talk about it or read about it or converse about it. I wanted to be about it. And so that's what practice is about. So as a Christian, and I'm going to start saying the word practicing Christian, as a practicing Christian, the world is kind of concerned about your efficacy, how effective you are, how real you are, how authentic you are, because they don't see the fruit. Now, I'm talking like you. They don't see the fruit. They don't see what they need to see when they look at you. They see you being, doing, responding, just like everybody else does. So your behavior is not indicative of your idea or the words you say you are. What you say and what you do don't line up. All right. So my book imprint is How to Love. I determined then that you knew what to do, but you didn't know how to do it. And the next time you hear me talk on a podcast, I'm going to start teaching you how to do it. I am a family therapist, and what I discovered is we know how to love people. And because we know how to love people, many of us do really well in our practices. Many of us, because our approach to working with people is such that people know they're loved and so many other just wonderful things. So as you listen to me and hear the things that I'm saying, there's a difference, then ask yourself, how is my practice? How is my Christian practice? What do my family think about my practice? What do my siblings, outside of my immediate family, what do my siblings think about my practice? What do my friends think about my practice? When I go to church, what do the people at church think about my practice? What about the people at work? Now, what about the strangers? Somebody who only see you maybe once a week, maybe when you go to the gas station or something. What about the storekeepers of the different stores that you go to? What can they say about you and your practice? And I don't mean what you say to them. I don't mean what you wear. I don't mean if you have your Bible. I have no indications based on outward things, more on what's inside you coming out. How can they tell? How can they discern? Do they have to think about it when they look at you and they say, Or have they ever seen you do something that totally took them by surprise? Because it is what people who say they are of faith do. And they don't know if that's what you are, but they do know there's something special about the way you respond to people or the way you responded in a particular situation. So that is what practice is. Practice is doing the things on purpose to get a specific result. And in this case, what we want to be talking about is how you can love on purpose so that people will know that they're loved. And you would do it in such a way that they would not be able to question or to doubt whether they have just been loved. And this is not for any ulterior motive other than to just be what you say you are, to be about what you say you're about. That is your only motive for loving somebody. And when you do it authentically, that's all you need. What happens after that is totally up to the universe, is totally up to that person. It is not even about you. Your responsibility, your job, your calling is to simply love them. And when you know how to do that and you learn it, just like you learned your timetables, you can wake somebody, can wake you up in the middle of the night, and you will respond in a way that reflects the love that's inside of you. And the reason why is because it has become second nature. Now, one thing I've discovered is that, remember I said early on about what else can you learn? What else can you teach me for me to know what to do? Well, that life teaches me. That's how I was okay with just walking away, because life challenges me to love people. And what it invites me to do is use what I know, what I've learned, what I've experienced on my own to evoke that love and pull it forward. So, Until we talk again, I want you to think about your practice, your Christian practice, and then I want you to do what it takes to make it happen.